Gruesham Grange by Anthony Horowitz. Read by Nicholas Grace. Expelled. It was dinner time at three, We're Not a Muse. Mr. and Mrs. Elliot were sitting at the dinner table with their only son, David. The meal that night had begun with a large plate of raw cabbage with cheese sauce, because Mr. and Mrs. Elliot never ate meat. The atmosphere in the room was distinctly chilly. That afternoon, the last day of the Christmas term, David had brought home his school report. It had not made pleasant reading. "Elliot has not made progress," the maths teacher had written. "He can't divide or multiply, and will, I fear, add up to very little." "Woodwork?" the carpentry teacher had written. "I wish he would work." "If he stayed awake in class, it would be a miracle," the religion teacher had complained. "Very poor form," the form master had concluded. "He'll never get ahead," the headmaster had agreed. Mr. Elliot had read all these comments with growing anger. First, his face had gone red, then his fingers had gone white, the veins in his neck had gone blue, and his tongue had gone black. Mrs. Elliot had been unsure whether to call a doctor or to take a colour photograph, but in the end, and after several glasses of whiskey, he had calmed down. "When I was a boy," he moaned, "if my reports weren't first class, my father would lock me in a cupboard for a week without food. Once, he'd chain me behind the car and drove up the M1, and that was only because I came second equal in Latin." "Where did we go wrong?" Mrs. Elliot sobbed, pulling at her mauve-tinted hair. "What will the neighbours say if they find out? They'll laugh at me. I'm ruined." "My father would have killed me if I'd had a report like this," Mr. Elliot continued. "He'd have tied me down to the railway line..."